We're CJMQ, and we're talking today with Yannick Doty. Is that the pronunciation of your last name, Yannick?
Yes, it is.
And he's a Champlain College teacher, and he has a lot to do with the Peru project. Would you like to tell us a little bit about this project, Yannick?
Sure. The project is a project that's been going on for over 15 years at Champlain College, and it's about introducing students to international cooperation work.
Okay.
And we bring, so every year we bring about 18 students to Peru and have them work in local community organizations.
Okay, so 18 students every year go to Peru along with you, Yannick?
Yes, it's going to be my first year, and I'm a new teacher at Champlain.
Okay.
Before that, this project was actually started by somebody called Jacques Brousseau, who ran it for about, I think, almost 13 years.
Okay.
He passed away a few years ago.
So the project's been going on quite a long time then, so I guess it's quite successful.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what made you get interested in this project, Yannick?
Well, I've been traveling for a long time. It's a great passion. And so when I saw the opportunity, I've always also wanted to do more involvement. Like, I've been seeing a lot of places, but getting more involved in development and international cooperation and so on. So that was sort of my opportunity. And it's a huge challenge for me to bring these students there and have them, be comfortable in what they do and have a good experience and so on. I find it's a great challenge.
Great. We also have with us Champlain students today, Simon Langua and Lindsay Rousseau. So, hi, Simon and Lindsay. Now, how did you find out about this project, either one of you?
Well, this project was pretty amazing. You know, I always wanted to travel during my life, and this will be the first time I have the opportunity to go to another country than Canada. And I told myself, why not, through application to the Peru. So I applied and I got selected. And if I can get some Spanish class, good. And if I can help someone with my traveling experience, that's wonderful.
Okay, that's great too. So this is your first time traveling?
Yes.
That's
first
great.
Time I take
good.
The plane too.
Okay, great. And what about you, Lindsay?
I heard about it through a really good friend this semester, and I got really interested in it. And also, like, I've always wanted to visit new cultures and stuff like that. So.
Okay, are you both taking courses that have anything to do with cultures, like sociology, anything like that?
No, more helping people, like special care counseling.
Okay, good.
Next semester, they have to take two preparatory courses, which I and the other person responsible for the project, Catherine Isley, will be teaching.
Okay, so Lindsay, you're in your second year of Champlain, and Simo, you're in your first year. So this is one of the prepping things that you do, take a couple of special courses, is that correct, any of you?
Yes.
Okay, and what are those courses?
It's called
Cooperation and Participation 1 and Cooperation and Participation 2.
Okay, Cooperation and Participation 1 and 2. And what type of courses are these? How does that help you?
It's based on, one of them is a weekend course, a weekend seminar. They're going to be just involved in activities for a weekend. That's really to form, to have the group work together and to trust each other and so on. The other course is about just cultural awareness and the type of, also just preparing them for what they're going to do there, the specific project, which in this case is working with children and development of children.
Okay, so it's mostly working with children then, a bit of teaching the children, or?
Yes, teaching and assessing children in their development, giving tools to have the children who are lacking in one aspect or the other, like giving them the tools to work on that.
Okay, and there's 18 students. How else do you prep for this project?
Spanish. I think we both know zero Spanish right now.
So we
have a monitor coming in, so we're going to have to practice a lot.
Well, that should be a lot of fun, though. I'm sure you're going to get so much more out of it than what you even think going in. Okay. Do you have any specific goals of your own, Simon or Lindsay?
Specific goal about the trip? Yes, to learn more than I can. To learn about how they help each other and how they how the relationship is going on and the values they have. That will be one of my goals, to learn more about this type of culture.
Okay. And I imagine you have to get your passports, be immunized too, a lot of different things like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Now, Yannick, you're taking 18 students. Do you have a lot that apply? I would imagine that you have to choose 18 out of a large group too.
Yes, we had 27 people apply.
Okay, so what are you looking for this project, for any students that might be interested in the future? What criteria do you look for in a student?
It's very comprehensive. We look at everything they have. The day of selection is the full day. It's 10 hours, activities and interviews, and it's very comprehensive. We look at really everything: the personality, how they would fit in the group, the involvement. Everything, the why they want to go, the reason behind it, and what they expect to get out of it.
We look
really as much as we can.
Okay, that's great. And Yannick, you have a lot of experience, traveling. In fact, one of the fundraisers, the documentary coming up, you made the trip yourself, and you did all the filming and all the editing, etc. So could you tell us a bit about that? This is a film coming up, a fundraiser for the Peru Stage Project, and the film is coming up at Centennial Theater this Wednesday, November 14th, 7 p.m., and it's called Andy's Bicycle Expedition, A Crossing of the Bolivian Antiplano, is that right?
Antiplano?
Antiplano. And if you're a student, the price is $3. If you buy your ticket in advance, it's $5 at the door. And for everybody else, the regular price is $5 in advance and $7 at the door. So you can pick up your ticket at Centennial Theater Box Office, 819-822-9692. Or at the Champlain College Building, Office C212. So would you like to tell us a bit about how you came to make this documentary and your experiences, Yannick?
Sure. The documentary was an idea that came up because I have been doing this for a long time now, for close to 10 years of traveling and making expeditions. And actually, the idea came from some of my students when I was lecturing at McGill University. And obviously, since it's a big part of my life, it comes up often in my courses and my lectures, just examples. And a lot of students were interested in me doing a slideshow, and then that moved from a slideshow to something else. And I felt that bringing back the experience through film would be something that could so that a lot of people would be interested in. And so I decided to try it out, and it was my first try at filmmaking, so it was a lot of work. It was about 1 year in the making, from taking the first courses in filmmaking to preparing everything. I had the experience with the expeditions itself, so that was not so much a big deal to organize the expedition itself, but the whole filming part, that was a really big challenge, especially because the expedition was done on bicycle, so all the equipment that you would want or you need to be careful. I mean, we had to carry, I did it with my partner at the time. We've been doing this for 7 years. We've done this for 7 years, expeditions like this. And so we had, I mean, on our bicycles, we have limited space. We had to carry food, and we had to carry water for 3 days and food for about a week or 10 days on us at a time. So there was not much space left for filming equipment. So it was quite a challenge.
Okay, so it's getting right down to the basic needs then. You have to be really organized, I guess.
Yes. And even with previous trip, we knew how we could organize our stuff on the bikes and stuff like that, but we had all this extra space now that we needed to free up.
Okay, so you take your bikes on the plane and your gear, I guess, and after you get off, that's it. You're on your bike and pretty much just living off the land, the local people and the local produce, etc., for as long as you're there. Is that right, Yannick?
Yeah, that's right. We have to, when there are people. For example, this documentary here, we crossed one of the highest deserts in the world in altitude. And so there's a whole, about the second half of the documentary is the actual crossing of the more like desertic part. There are no more people at this point. That gets even tougher. Like, it's completely autonomous. And one of the idea also behind it is, when we travel like this and when I go, I don't like to have anything high-tech with me. I do it as a way to sort of disconnect from the world,
okay,
the busy world that we live in, and so on. So I have no GPS, I have no cell phone or satellite phone. Well, cell phones wouldn't work. Satellite phones, nothing like that. So it's really autonomous, and we just need to do what we can.
Okay. So I guess you must prepare a lot to be in shape in that for months ahead of time, too, if this is all you have and you're on your bike like almost the whole time you're traveling.
Yeah, the problem with such a trip with a desert in altitude like this is that there's not much you can do to actually prepare for the altitude thing that people can adapt to or not, and you can never tell before.
There's no way
of getting ready for it. And I knew I could take the altitude because I've been I've climbed a few peaks, and so I know I can handle the altitude pretty well. But Kathleen, we did not know. We had been once on the Tibetan Plateau a few days. We just went over a pass. And she handled it pretty well at that time. These things are never—you never know. So, so we were hoping that it would go well, and it did.
So, okay, if you can't handle it, you just can't keep going. Then, is that right?
Or? That's right. Yeah, there are pretty serious diseases. Two main things that can happen. There's a pulmonary edema and cerebral edema, and that's the death rate for that. I think is around 50%. So, if you get it, you're almost sure to.
Okay, so a lot of different things that you don't necessarily think about. Now, back to going to Peru with the students. There's 18 of them, so you're all living together in one building while you're there?
No, actually, they're going to be with families. Each student living with a family. Mm-hmm. They're going to be completely immersed in the culture that way.
Okay, so that's going to be quite a bit of an adjustment, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting, too. Oh, you have a lot to look forward to. When are you going?
May 16th.
Okay, and when are you coming back?
June
26th. Okay, so it's a little bit over a month then. That certainly gives you a time to get immersed in the culture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We hope.
Anything that you've read about the culture that you're particularly looking forward to experiencing, either one of you?
Not really.
Okay, I guess it won't seem like a big reality until closer to the time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, yeah. Great. Anything else you'd like to mention, Nick, or either of you, Lindsay or Simo?
Just that the documentary should be a very fun evening, a very entertaining film. And of course, I'm saying that, I mean, the filming. it's all for a good cause. So and the tickets are not very expensive, especially if you get them in advance. Only $3 for students and $5 for a regular in advance.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the tickets are just a phenomenal low price. And if nothing else, certainly when people see this film, they're going to be empowered that they can do something more than they thought they could do too.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. That's great. And the ticket sales are great, you said, so people should definitely come out and get their ticket right away before they're all sold out, because there is limited seating. So Centennial Box Office, the number 819-822-9692. And the documentary itself is Wednesday, November 14th, 7 p.m. And again, as if you're a student, only $3 in advance, $5 at the door, and for everybody else, only $5 in advance and $7 at the door, so that the ticket prices are really low. So that's just a great opportunity, too. Okay, well, thank you, Yannick. And I think you have a website, too, explaining all this?
Yes.
Okay.
People can actually see the trailer for the film. It's www.perustage.org/documentary.
Okay, well, we wish you all the luck, and, you know, come in for another interview when you get closer to the time, and certainly when you get back, that would be really interesting.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.